The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Care and protection for the whole family's health at All Care, taking care of communities across Ireland.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Just going to go back to a quick text. You know that conversation about do Irish mothers ruin their sons? Kerry people are so cute, like they'd put Freud to shame. Kerry listener here. Mothers do let their sons off the hook in regards housework. My theory is that it's an unconscious desire to control the sons by keeping them useless. Kerry listener, I think you're spot on there. Now, one person who was not ruined by his mother at all, his mother was a fantastic woman and she taught him how to do everything, is Chef Nevin McGuire. Good afternoon, Nevin.
Good man, Brendan. That's a lovely introduction. Thanks a million.
How are you? I'm good. Nevin, you're going to give us something for the weekend now. We'll do a bit of light summary food today. But before we get on to the recipes, so Northern Ireland now saying hospitality opens outdoors on April 30th, indoors from May 24th. And you're sitting right down the road from the border there. This must be killing you, is it?
Listen, I mean, like it's just you could get very frustrated about the whole thing. It's been a long year, and at least there is some light at the end of the tunnel. We're right on the border. A lot of our staff are from Fermanagh, so yeah, we'll see how it plays out. I mean, like, it's nothing worse than cancelling a lot of bookings and that, but we've had to do what we've to do, and we'll just get through it. And I'd be a very positive, optimistic person. When we do reopen, we'll have bookings in place and jobs to go back to. So I feel kind of lucky in that way. So we just can't keep opening and closing. That's just soul destroying for the staff and for our industry. So we just need to keep going. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see the way it pans out. They may have a summer, we mightn't have a summer. So listen, it's gonna be tricky. So it is, but living along the border now, it'll be challenging. But listen, it's where I live and where I'm proud of come from. So we'll just get through it.
How many bookings have you cancelled at this stage?
I'd say well over 3,000 bookings at this stage. Man. Yeah. Right. It's incredible. Yeah. I kind of lost count. Now, I don't do that, by the way. It's the team there, and because people book so far ahead, but people are very understanding, and there's no other choice, unfortunately. It'll be okay.
That's rough. I see Leo Varadkar saying this week now he could see indoor happening in June, or indoor and possibly outdoor happening in June or July. Can you see that happening?
Well, that'd be great. I mean, like, when you hear that coming from government, that's kind of definitely light at the end of the tunnel. Like, they're all talking about outdoor. Outdoor personally wouldn't just suit our kind of like kind of dining experience for what we offer, but definitely will suit a lot of places. And like indoor has to happen, I think, together if we can, and indoor over the summer sometime. I think that would be absolutely brilliant. If you said June, my God, I'd bite your arm off of that now at the minute. So that is positive, hearing those kind of little green shoots that that we all need to hear. We all need a date. We just need a bit of a kind of like a roadmap, you know. When the north is theirs, we're kind of looking, you're a wee bit jealous and saying, oh, come on, why can't we have ours? But it's all about the vaccinations, as we know, so we're getting through them slowly but surely. So
But you'd echo a lot of your colleagues saying that you liked some idea of a plan, possibly, if that was possible.
For sure, for your staff and just for setting up and just getting your business ready. Like, you know, it definitely takes a couple of weeks. And like, we've been closed, we've only been open 1 week before Christmas. So regards our own business, like, and we're relatively small. So yeah, definitely there's a bit of work to be done. But sure, listen, if we get a date, we'll be happy. But we do need a roadmap, some shape or form.
One week since the end of last summer, is that right?
Since Christmas, actually. Remember we had to close them again in October. So it feels like we've been closed since October. We only got a week personally ourselves, because it was kind of, you couldn't travel outside the county. A lot of our business is from Dublin and Cork and all over the country. People travel. So.
But listen, MacNeen House.
Might get a bit rusty now at the old cooking, Brendan.
Yeah, MacNeen House is closed for now, but the cooking continues. And I believe you're teaching children to cook on the Zoom.
It's fantastic. Like, if you'd have said to me last year, Brendan, what Zoom was, and I said, what? I never heard of it in my life. It's incredible technology. And like, we had a fantastic event last night for the Together Academy, you know, for the Down Syndrome families. And there was over 100 and I think 10 kind of like young adults took part. And it was just fantastic. And what I'm doing with Board B is, so it's totally free for kids to enter, and the age between 5 to about 15 or 16. And it's a kind of Zoom cook along. So they get an apron, they get a certificate, they get some recipes. And we're talking about seasonality. We're were talking about, like, really just simple recipes. And like, you hit the nail right in the head. Like, where do you learn to cook? You learn at home if you can, from your parents, from your mom or dad, or your granny, or that. They're the childhood memories that we cherish and value, and it's certainly where I got my love of food. So it's we had over 1,000 entries, Brendan. We done one last Friday. We've two at the end of the month. So if any of your listeners want to go on to Board Bia website, they'll just fill in the details, and that's all. It's totally free. It's good fun. It's only for an hour, and it's all done. It's kind of like me, as you said last night. You made a lovely introduction, and thank you for that last night, Brendan. But from my kitchen here in Black Lion, should I say, in my home, and that you can just cook live with people. That's incredible, and just have fun. You want to make it fun and just seasonality, and that's what we're going to talk about now. You know, some lovely, simple, delicious, easy recipes, I think.
Okay, so shoot. What have we got?
Sorry, shoot. Okay. Well, what we got, well, I'll tell you one that I really like is kind of like chicken satay skewers. So you get some chicken strips, put them onto some skewer sticks, and then literally drizzle a bit of rapeseed oil and some mild curry powder. You can leave that for a couple of hours or overnight in the fridge. You'll get a beautiful flavour. You can put ginger and garlic into that. Literally just put them on the barbecue, or you can grill them, or you can pan fry them. I've done them lots of different ways. The sauce is interesting. It's a really nice satay sauce, and this can be made ahead, and it keeps for about 5-6 days in your fridge. So some really nice coconut milk. There's an Irish brand from Thai Gold. They're from Wexford. They have the best coconut milk. It's all organic. Put that into a saucepan with some crunchy peanut butter, a little bit of soya sauce. For a little bit of heat, some sweet chili sauce or some hot chili sauce. And then for sweetness, a little bit of brown sugar in that, and the juice of a lime, which is really important. Put that all into the pot. You cook that for 10 or 12 minutes. That's your sauce done. That's your chicken done. Serve that with some salad or a baked potato or whatever you want to. And
fantastic.
It's so tasty.
Yeah.
So
and that's something a little different you could do in the barbecue. Aye. Something else that you could do with your if you cook your steak on the barbecue is a warm steak salad with blue cheese dressing. Sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, like, listen, I think strip loin, ribeye, they're a fantastic kind of like lovely kind of like a beautiful cut of meat, and we have some of the best meat in the world in this country. So just bring it to room temperature. Again, a little bit of rapeseed oil, or you can use some olive oil on it, a little bit of garlic and thyme, and that's a very simple marinade for any kind of meat, whether you're cooking like over the summer period. Bring it to room temperature on the barbecue, cook it to your liking, a little bit of salt and pepper. It's the dressing I really want to talk to you about. So the dressing is a little bit of olive oil, balsamic vinegar, one clove of garlic crushed in that, and this is where it really comes in. Some whole grain mustard and honey gives a lovely bit of sweetness, acidity from the whole grain mustard and sharpness, and a little bit of thyme goes in there, and then just a little bit of chopped parsley. You can loosen that up if you want to, Brendan, with a little bit of kind of like a beef gravy, kind of like a beef stock or a stock cube, okay. Something like that, and then it's a warm dressing over your grilled steak with blue cheese, croutons, cherry tomatoes. I can hear you licking your lips, and you just slice the steak, have it nice and pink, and with some lovely rocket and salad leaves. It's so good. The whole combination, that blue cheese. Oh, I love the whole combination.
And just to tell everyone, we put these up on Brendan or on rt.ie/Brendan. With a couple more, I'd say we have time for one more quick one. Nevin, go on.
Yeah, would you like that?
Yeah.
So a little bit, this can be done actually in a pan, and it's great. So kind of slice up some chorizo if you can, the cooked one, literally pan fry that with a little bit of red onion, some garlic in there, really interesting flavour, some smoked paprika in that and some garlic. Cook that off for about maybe 4 to 5 minutes. Throw in some tiger prawns into it that are defrosted or fresh, whatever way you can get them. A little bit of lemon zest, some cherry tomatoes at the very end, chopped parsley, and then just serve that with some rice, some pasta or some grilled bread, maybe ciabatta or sourdough. This is something I cook so much at home for the twins and Imelda, and it's delicious. Trust me, get those lovely prawns. You can use Dublin Bay prawns, which are known as langoustines, or you can use the tiger tail prawns. But the chorizo, smoked paprika, oh, it's such a great combination.
And listen, Nevin, frozen prawns, are they just as good to use as fresh ones?
Yeah, as long as they're not kind of glazed too much in ice, because that brings up the weight of them. So like if you go to your local fishmonger, you know, there's obviously a good trust there, and you just simply defrost them in the fridge overnight. The tiger tail prawns, you can get fresh langoustines, Double Bay prawns. We need to be eating more fish in Ireland because we're an island, and we need to be supporting our fantastic hardworking fishermen. So whatever you want, I mean, there's lots of varieties of fresh or frozen prawns, as long as they're not too much glazed in kind of ice, that brings up the weight of them. But yeah, they're delicious.
Nevin
McGuire,
Always a pleasure. Thanks a million. And there's a couple more recipes we'll put up there as well. There's a brown crab salad as well. And you'll get them on rt.ie/Brendan.